Hello, I'm Adam Evans with the NIRS News. The Australian Council of Trade Unions says people using unions for criminal activities should face the full force of the law.
There's no place whatsoever for criminal activity in unions. As a union movement, we completely oppose this. We will resist it and we will stand up against it. We will not tolerate anyone using a union for criminal activities. Such people should face the full force of the law.
That's ACTU Secretary Sailing McManus there. The CFMEU's Victorian branch has been placed into administration following allegations of criminal behaviour and links with bikie gangs within the union. More than $28 million will be refunded after major banks were found to have overcharged low-income Australians who should have had low-fee accounts, the market watchdog says. ANZ, Bendigo and Adelaide Bank, Commonwealth Bank and Westpac kept at least 2 million people on high-fee accounts with steep dishonour and overdraw charges when they could least afford it, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission found. According to the Better Banking for Indigenous Consumers report released today, most banks also had difficult opt-in processes for switching to no or low-fee options, including making some consumers travel hundreds of kilometres to their nearest branch. Commissioner Alan Kirkland says the banks had caused financial distress through avoidable fees and complicated bank processes, despite being able to identify these customers as receiving government payments. New research has found Australian teachers are afraid of saying the wrong thing when it comes to embedding First Nations histories and cultures in their classrooms. National Radio News' Laura Devoy reports.
The joint study by the University of Queensland and the Sharing Stories Foundation has found three-quarters of teachers surveyed are not confident enough to share First Nations knowledge in the classroom. The survey of 61 teachers in Queensland and South Australia, which has yet to be peer-reviewed, shows most are fearful of saying the wrong thing in class. The National Curriculum on First Nations History and Culture has existed for more than a decade. The survey also found teachers were worried about pronouncing words incorrectly or saying something wrong or offensive, but 90% of teachers reported that special events such as NAIDOC Week were when they predominantly sought to embed Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander perspectives into lessons.
In international news, Israeli missiles have killed at least 17 and injured 80 while striking a UN-run school in Gaza. It follows other bombings over the weekend. Israel says one strike killed a Hamas commander. A Hamas official says the group will continue with its ceasefire negotiations with Israel. New South Wales is looking to combat the fastest growing cause of fires by implementing new standards for lithium-ion batteries. The batteries used in e-bikes and e-scooters caused 90% of fires in the state across 2020 and 2023, with better testing and certification to be required. Products that don't meet the new standards could be hit with $825,000 in fines for corporations and $82,500 for individuals. And briefly, King Charles and Queen Camilla are set to visit Australia and Samoa in October. We'll have more coming up next.
Hey, you mob. It's Naomi Moran, proud Bundjalung woman and CEO of The Koori Mail, our 100% Aboriginal-owned and operated newspaper. Since 1991, we've been a respected source of news and information for our people. Whether it's an important community event or a focus on issues that matter, we've got you covered. So subscribe today by visiting koorimail.com. The Koori Mail is proudly the voice of Indigenous Australia.
Program sponsor.
To sport, and Carlos Alcaraz has retained his Wimbledon men's singles title after beating Novak Djokovic. The Spaniard becomes the youngest man to win Wimbledon and the French Open in the same year.
I'm not considering myself a champion yet, but, you know, I'm trying to...
I don't think they agree.
Not that's them, but I'm trying to keep going, to keep building my path, my journey, and but yeah, it's a huge honor for me.
For his second straight year, Djokovic was attempting to equal Roger Federer's record of 8 Wimbledon titles.
He was an absolutely deserved winner today, so huge congratulations to him.
To stay up to date with the NIRS news, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, or visit our website at nirs.org.au. And if you've missed a bulletin, you can catch up on the Community Radio Plus app.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit IndigenousBowelScreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Did you know that drinking any alcohol while you're pregnant can harm your bub? It's hard to stop drinking, but if you choose to drink alcohol while you're pregnant, it can leave your bub with all sorts of problems that can last their whole life. Remember, pregnancy and grog don't mix. If you need to yarn about it, visit your local Aponipama Clinic and Wellbeing Centre. We're here to help. Our health and our bubba's health is in our hands.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National's radio service. Yarn up strong on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. All ears here on your daily program. And a big shout out to First Nation radio station across this beautiful country of ours. All our daily mob out there on radio. And look, a deadly black network it is. So yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now. We've got our deadly brother on the line. We've got Arian Pearson, Bush Music Fund co-founder, and talking about the deadly event that happened back on Wednesday, 10th of July. And we've got Arian on the line here. Arian, good morning, Arian. How are you?
Good morning.
Brother, thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, bro.
Okay, bro.
Go ahead.
My name's Arian Pearson. I'm from Northeast Arnhem Land. I'm a Yolngu man, and I live here in Yirrkala.
Yeah, beautiful country. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. Look, congratulations, I believe, in order for Bush Music Fund. Happened 10 July, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And how did it go and who performed, my brother?
So the Bush Music Fund is set up to support Indigenous bands. Mm. So three of my colleagues were talking and... We decided.
And who are your three colleagues? Who are the three colleagues? Mention their names, brother. Give a shout out.
Coco and Jack. There's also Coco is the co-founder of Bad Apples.
Yes.
And Jack, he runs Guts.
All right, beautiful.
Tours. So he does a lot of tours and working with Indigenous bands as well in the past.
Beautiful. So team effort created a Bush Music Fund, yes?
Yeah, correct. So it's set up to support Indigenous bands across. So first round, we have three bands now. We're working with several bands. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really exciting at times at the moment.
And Bush Music Fund, how long have you guys been operating?
So it's only started end of last year.
Okay, so second year running,
managed to raise $60,000, and that, all of that money goes towards the Indigenous bands we're currently working with to support them with their album release.
Yeah, so we're talking Indigenous bands, talking about black music by black people, for black people, and open the doors for every man and his dog come and join us, yes?
Yeah, correct. So all the support we get, all the funds we get, we give it to the artists
yes.
to support them in their goals of creating their aspirations as musicians and artists and developing their future careers in the music industry as well.
Good. So where did you where do you hold a music festival, brother?
Currently, we're getting festivals for them. So we
okay.
We link up with people in the industry in the festivals to create opportunities for them.
And you get the bands ready for these festivals. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I got you.
We're working with the industry peoples and the PR people as well to support them. To engage in the music industry and to help them with their careers and to support them in festivals.
And what sort of festivals are we talking that the bands have been lined up for?
There's major festivals in cities, St. Kilda festivals.
All right.
So any festivals, really.
Yeah, sure.
One of the groups are coming to Garama Festival, so... they'll be here in the next couple of weeks.
Deadly. Now, Aaron, these are paid gigs? I mean, the band gets paid to perform at these gigs, yep?
Correct, yes.
Good.
They get paid to perform at the gigs. Basically, we're just we help them provide opportunities for these artists to...
Like a promotional arm, a marketing arm, I'm picking up, Aaron.
Yeah. I think... We're just more supportive in it's a support system for further their careers, really, and to help them through some of the challenges they face in the music industry when it comes to, travel, development and creating their music as well. So giving them opportunities to work with producers and songwriters and people and to support them in any way we can.
Yes, beautiful. Your background, Aaron, are you a performer? You in a band or do you play musical instruments?
Yes, I was with the East Journey Band.
Yes.
I'm now a studio engineer. I run the Hawker Studio.
Deadly.
And I'm chairman of Music NT.
Well, how deadly are you, my brother? You enjoying that journey?
Yeah, it's deadly. I just want to keep supporting our mob,
When
it comes to music, I really want to help where I can, so...
Well, we've got deadly talented black fellas out there, haven't we?
There's deadly mob out there,
That's right.
Mob out there, heaps of mob we haven't heard about.
Yep, good, brother.
And that's what we're about, is we're going to help these mob get out there and help them get their music out there.
Yeah, you're creating a nice platform there, my brother, and like I said, more power to all our deadly mob out there and an opportunity to step up and showcase your talent. And Bush Music Fund is there for you is what we're saying, eh, Aaron?
That's correct, yeah. So we help artists over 2 years.
Yeah, good.
And we fund them with what they want to achieve over those 2 years. There's established artists. $30,000 there for established artists, up and coming $30,000 and another $10,000 for new artists.
Good. Fantastic, brother. Now, how do people get in touch with Bush Music Fund, brother?
You can just follow us on our website.
It's
bushmusicfund.org.
.org. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, and we're on Facebook too, so you can look us up on Facebook.
Too deadly, brother. Now, anybody in the country can approach you? If they're First Nation,
anyone who's Indigenous, who's Aboriginal, can approach us and ask for assistance.
Good.
This current time, we've already working with three artists, established artists, or up and coming as well. So the next funding round will be available in the next couple of years.
All right. Well, just to let you know, brother, we do have festivals over here in Cairns, far north Queensland. So keep us in mind, brother. Send your deadly talented band and music people. Keep us in mind, brother. Send them this way, cuss.
No worries. We'll let them know that there's festival there, and we'll get them over there for you.
Hey, all the best, Aaron. Love the work that you're doing. Big shout out to you, your co-workers. Keep doing what you're doing. Bush Music Fun up and running too, deadly. And we'll yarn soon, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Take care. Bye bye.
Deadly
yarn, beautiful yarn there. Ariane Pearson, co-founder, Bush Music Fund, and First Nation Music Program, Bush Fund. They did their performance Wednesday, 10 July, and us securing an incredible $60,000 in crowdfunding support. So they're being proactive in that space as well. Money's a tool, and working out ways of bringing money to the table to empower our deadly artists out there. Look, a great opportunity. So do check them out. Google them, Bush Music Fund. And look at how you can get your name out there to Deadly. Your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Yana with Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out, NERS team, to Deadly. National Talk Black.
That's why I love my beautiful island.
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say. Yarn up strong, new mob. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right, First Nations picture book author and poet Cheryl Levy on a younger mother, the unbreakable bond of family and the revitalization of language. We're going to catch up and have a yarn with Sister Cheryl. Cheryl online. Cheryl, good morning, Sister. How are you?
Yama, Trevor, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, sis?
I'm based here in Mugan.
Okay, beautiful. Sounds like cold country, eh? I might be in Cairns, far north Queensland.
Well, it's cold compared to Cairns.
Good, Yana. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
That's right, yes. I personally am from Cooma Country, which is in western Queensland, in between Cunnamulla and St George.
Okay.
If you've driven from Brisbane out west, you've driven through my country.
Yes.
And then north up through to central Queensland, there around Mount Moffat, which is near Carnarvon Gorge, big ceremony country.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much. And look, congratulations in regard to the work that you're doing. A younger mother. So you are an award-winning poet and author. So tell us about your work. Tell us about Younger Mother, please.
Younger Mother is a story that my grandmother told me. It's at least 100 years old, must be.
Yes.
From when she was a little girl. And her mum was proper way scared that she was going to get taken away because that's what they were doing a lot. There are lots of stories from around this way where people talk about the government cars rocking up into town and gathering kids up and way back out on country, rounding people up onto police holding yards and then taking them away in cattle stations. And often, as we all know, the kids were taken away separated deliberately from their parents.
Yes.
And my great-grandmother there was frightened this was going to happen, and so she would sing a song to my grandma, and the main line of this song that my grandmother remembered was, "Mother is cloud." Younger Daringara, mother is cloud. And she would sing this over and over, and the meaning of this song was that it doesn't matter where they take you, you just look up there now in the clouds and you'll see me there. I'll be up in the clouds watching over you. And even if you can't see me, I'll be there soon. Just like the clouds, I'll come back.
Come and go. Yes.
Beautiful story, hey?
Goosebumps. I'm a goosebumps here, my sister. And look, we talk about truth-telling. So we talk about whether it be movie, song, dance, books, poetry, whatever vehicle we use, the truth has got to be told, my sister.
That's absolutely true, my brother. And one of the things that my grandmother used to say, this might sound a little bit harsh, eh, but she says, that older generation,
they shoot from the hips.
You've got to wait till they're not around anymore. But the younger generation, those are the ones you focus on.
Exactly.
Teach them.
Yep.
And so my story that I'm telling on behalf of my grandmother that I'm sharing is designed to build empathy in the younger generation. It doesn't say anything about the stolen generation in the actual story. It's in the message at the back for older readers.
Yeah, sure. But read between the lines, yes.
What we're trying to do is build empathy, brother,
so that they
can access their own feeling about what it feels like when they're separated from their mum, when they go to school or whatever. And then they know what it feels like.
Mm.
And they're more likely, when they hear the story of Aboriginal people, to feel love and empathy and care rather than to respond with defensiveness and denial, which the older generation has done. So that's what my aim is with this book, is to just teach empathy. And then later when they grow up and they hear the story of the stolen generation, they'll respond with love and care instead of being defensive.
Look, here we talk about, I could be on the weekend there kicking a football with my son or at nephew's 21st, shaking booty. But when you hear the story, like I said, my heart is heavy just hearing the yarn and the work that you're doing and using book, poetry, as the vehicle as such. But it'd be a heavy heart for you to tell the story as well. Your grandmother passed the story on to you, and it's truth-telling, like I said, but it's deep within you, and I just got goosebumps thinking about it, as my grandmother was stolen generation. So there's the generational trauma that we carry, but people don't understand, especially non-Indigenous.
Well, I guess that's true. We know that, hey. But you know one thing that I feel is true as well, as much as you can seed trauma into our DNA, we can seed healing and joy into our DNA.
True.
And that's what writing this book has been about for me. It's been a healing journey for me, and especially doing it in my language, because as most of the stolen generation experienced, language was banned on Cherbourg, where my grandma was. They weren't allowed to speak language.
Exactly.
And when you deny multiple generations of their language and you forbid them from speaking it, what do you think going to happen? Of course, language, it doesn't die. It just falls quiet for a little while. And what I've been able to do for myself and my family, and hopefully I'll be able to help other Kuma people with humility, not, you know, big noting, just with humility, try to support other people to relearn language and to do that as family, to do it together as family and as community. That's a healing thing because Younger Mother is written in both Kuma and English.
Yes.
And there's a glossary at the back, and it's a very small contribution. It's going to take so much more than this
to learn
our language, but every single word spoken is a small triumph for our people. It's a triumph, and that builds pride and joy and power and proves to us that the most insurmountable of obstacles, no dictionary, no grammar to support us, no learning materials, no funding yet, and still look what we can do. We can do this. We can bring our language back alive again. We can sing it back alive again. We can speak it back alive again. It is absolutely possible. So I think it's as much about healing as it is about honestly looking at trauma that's being caused and how empowering it can be to get started and do the thing that feels like it can't be overcome.
Exactly. And Cheryl, we're talking about healing, but we're also talking about a vehicle that educates as well too, doesn't it?
Mm. You know? Yeah, that's so true. Well, we know our stories.
Sure, we do.
All of the communities across the country know our stories, but it really surprises me when how many people that I still meet who know very little about Aboriginal culture, history and politics and where our position on things comes from. They know almost nothing about Aboriginal human rights.
Mm.
And so I find it really important to continue to engage with a white audience, not just because, you know, they reckon they're big boss people sometimes, but to just prevent people not knowing things from causing pain in our community if we can do it.
Mm.
The more people who know better will do better. So it's about trying to help, you know, heal the whole nation so that my mob don't have to keep on going through the oppression of living in a nation, in a country where their rights and interests and culture isn't fully respected and celebrated. I imagine a country where Aboriginal people have their rightful place in this country.
Exactly.
And that includes respecting First Nations languages and First Nations culture as a bare minimum, but celebrating it, like truly celebrating it, and in a consistent way, not just with, you know, festivals here and there and NAIDOC Week and stuff like that, and then we carry on disrespecting First Nations rights.
Exactly.
In a consistent way across the board so that we can all live together in unity and harmony. And it sounds like a fantasy sometimes, especially when things like the referendum go wrong, but or go right, as the case may be, depending upon what
where you're sitting. That's right.
Hey, but yeah, it can be. It can. Mm. I feel like it's important for us to, you know, keep on keeping on, keep the fire burning, as the theme is for this year's NAIDOC.
Yes.
On things like our rights and our culture, keep those fires burning strong, and we'll have another go at. We'll never give up.
Resilient.
Truth and justice. Hey.
Exactly. It's a form of what we're saying is walk a mile in our featherfoot, you know. Yeah, get educated, be learned, come with the open mind, because understand no one's born racist. You know what I mean?
This is so true, isn't it? We teach racism.
That's right. So we use these tools to take racism out of the picture, you know, stamp it out. And more power to you, my sister. I'm so excited and congratulations. So Younger Mother is out now? The book is out, yes?
Yes, it absolutely is. In bookshops all around the country. And I've tried to speak with my publishers to keep it at an affordable price.
Sure.
And I hope to have lots of materials available online over the next few months where people can have a look and listen. You can already go onto the UQP website and listen to all of the words to learn the pronunciation as best as I knew how. Part of my journey was to go down to IATSIS in Canberra, that's the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, and they hold lots of recordings of old people speaking language. Yep. And so I went down there and listened to those and got my pronunciation as right as I possibly could, because there aren't any Kuma speakers in our community who speak fluently anymore, none that I know anyway. So, yeah, I hope that those materials will grow in number and people will be able to access those and enjoy this book. And very soon I'll have a new book out next year called For You Country.
Mm-hmm.
It's written all in English.
Cool.
So the idea of that one is to teach the love of country to the whole of Australia. Because if everyone loved it as much as we did, then maybe we could look after it a bit better.
And together.
Yeah. Together, yeah.
Beautiful. Lovely sharing with you. Thank you very much, Cheryl. All the best. Congratulations. Younger Mother is out now. So, yep, go and purchase. Check it out, your mob. Get educated and pass on the knowledge. Please do keep in touch, my sister. And
I will do.
Happy NAIDOC. Happy NAIDOC, Sissy.
Happy NAIDOC to you too, Trevor. Happy NAIDOC to everyone.
And we'll yarn soon, sister. You take care.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye, sis. Beautiful yarn there. That's Cheryl Levy, her name is, award-winning poet and author, and her book is out, Younger Mother. So do check it out, Y-A-N-G-A, and Mother. Duterte is timely and poetic celebration of motherhood and First Nations languages. So to Delhi, using that as the vehicle, as a tool in educating, truth-telling, there it is, in more ways than one. Yep, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, you mob. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black with the Bally One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 9.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service.
Get up in the morning, get ready for work. Walk out my door, it's a beautiful day.
Of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Foster and Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakat yenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM. BBM.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob, to Delhi, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, funding boost for invaluable bushfire mapping service. The North Australia and Rangelands Fire Information Service, that's NAFI, at Charles Darwin University, CDU, will continue to guide thousands of people through Northern Australia's intense fire seasons after being awarded a federal government grant for operations. NAFI received $588,000 through the Disaster Resilience Australian Package to continue operations in 2024-25. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Rowan Fisher, Charles Darwin University Northern Institute fire researcher, and we have Dr. Charles on the line. And actually, Dr. Rowan, that is. Dr. Rowan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. So where are you based?
I'm in Darwin.
In Darwin.
Lovely dry season weather up here at the moment.
Thank you. Over here in Far North Queensland, Cairns. Very similar. Look, congratulations. Money's a tool. Fantastic tool. $588,000 through the Disaster Resilience Australian Package. To continue your operation there. So, look, you're going to be all smiles for all that. And fire is a tool, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, and it's such an important part of the landscapes we manage across Australia, but particularly up north. You know, we have some of the most fire-prone landscapes in the world.
Mm, yes.
And people have been working on country managing fire for many, many thousands of years. So now using new tools, it's, we're able to support the excellent work that's being done.
So, look, we're talking professors, doctors, what have you, but you come to the table as a student, you could say, in regarding learning off our First Nation mob, in regarding knowledge they have, yes? It's a two-way street, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always learning.
We all are, yes.
And seeing the way people are managing country. But the great thing is that, you know, the way that people work is always... using the best tools that are available.
Yes.
And, you know, the people out on country have been combining satellite technology for the last 21 years now, using NAFI and fire information to support the excellent work they're doing.
Tell us about some of the activities that you guys work with, and, of course, the engagement of First Nation people, our rangers out that way.
Yes, I mean, the critical thing is, through NAFI, we are providing fire information every day about where there are active fires, but also what's been burnt every year. So the work that they've already done, and they can monitor those wildfires later in the year. And NAFI really grew up around 20 years ago to support people getting back on country and doing that good fire management. And what we've been able to do with that is underpin these measurements of how much... there has been a reduction in these more severe fires late in the dry season.
Yes.
And that's been able to then create this industry, sort of it's called a sort of a carbon abatement industry or greenhouse gas abatement industry, which Indigenous ranger groups across the north are involved with. It makes them millions of dollars a year doing that good fire management. And we're able to measure that. Not only do we support those on-ground actions, but we measure that, and that is what gets them the credits that brings them that carbon money to support.
So a bit of a 3-4 pronged spear, isn't it? So I mean, we're looking after country and becoming a financial vehicle as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think an ongoing role for us and everybody doing good fire management is trying to educate the rest of Australia about the excellent work that's being done. And we can see, using the satellite technology, that across northern Australia there's been a reduction in the amount of fire of about 640,000 square kilometres. You know, that's about 2.5 times the size of Victoria. The best land management in the world.
Yeah, beautiful.
By First Nations land managers. I mean,
yeah,
incredible.
Beautiful.
And we have the evidence.
Yeah, fantastic. And look, it's good that our government are taking this information on board and investing in this space. And, you know, the old phrase, high tide rises all ships. You know, I mean, we can all perform in this space, looking after country, create job opportunities, and if not business opportunities for First Nation people as well. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I would like to say, though, I mean, this is the 21st year that NAFI's been in operation supporting land managers, and I mean, it does surprise me that we even have to celebrate the fact that we've got continuing funding. I mean, it should, it's sort of like the Bureau of Meteorology for land managers and fire managers across the north, and you don't hear Bureau of Meteorology every year going, oh, we continue to exist, isn't that amazing?
Thank you.
Exactly. I mean, we just need to have that secure long-term funding so we can work with what, as I just stated, is the world's best practice in fire management, led by Indigenous fire managers, supported by space technology and everything else. It should not be an issue that we sort of even question whether or not this is continuing to happen or not.
Well, exactly. So I will say, Dr. Rome, $588,000. You've got to be fired up at that, pardon the punt.
That will keep us going another year, but then we've got to keep on, you know, pushing to make sure that we get, we continue for our 22nd year, 23rd year, and another, 50 years into the future, because everybody in this nation needs good land management, and it is our Indigenous land managers that are leading the way, and we need to support that.
Exactly.
There shouldn't be a question about it.
Exactly. Looking after the big island, Australia. Nice talking with you, Dr. Rowan. You take care. All the best. Big shout out to the mob there and your team, and we'll be in touch, my friend.
Yeah, great. Thanks for the chat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Deadly Young Dead. Dr. Rowan Fisher, his name is, Charles Darwin University, Northern Institute for Fire Researcher, and a funding boost for invaluable bushfire mapping services. And NAFA, that's the Northern Australian and Rangelands Fire Information Service, NAFI, N-A-F-I, at Charles Darwin University. They've received $588,000 through the Disaster Resilient Australian Package to continue operations 2024-25. Fantastic. There it is. Have you seen Yan Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, with the Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindyinyi Country, BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. National Talk Black, Yan Up.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Oh, try.